Hello, this is Holly Knight, and I want to first apologize to anyone that has already tried to listen to this show, as we have had some major technical issues with it. We have deleted much of the beginning of the show, where it is very difficult to hear, so I hope this will help some. We begin the show in the middle of a conversation with me and Julie about attending the Trans Women National Banquet. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to give it another try here and see what's going on. So what we're talking about here, it's Julie Millwood, and my name is Holly Knight. We're here talking about Trans Women National Banquet. That's November 21st, and we want you to be there. So you need to attend. One of the things that Julie and I talk all the time is the attendance of trans people, and we can certainly... again, we're not trying to money on this deal. We're not going to. We just want to pay our bills, and it is at the Hyatt Regency, which a gorgeous facility, gorgeous venue, but we just want to try to pay our bills for this type of thing, for the actual banquet, and it's going to be really amazing with the speakers that we have here. So check us out. Get some information on our website. Again, that's transwomennational.org, and let us know. So our keynote speaker, Dr. Marcy Bowers, if you don't know, she is probably the foremost surgeon in the, in the country, for maybe the world. She has been doing this a long, long time. I think I saw something like 20-something years. I don't know if you've seen any documentaries over the years, but she has done some things like a lot of documentaries. She was at the Trinidad, Colorado at one time, and then now she is in Burlingame, California, which is just south of San Francisco. An incredible person, really cool sense of humor. She's going to be a great speaker. One of the things is that if you don't know her or anything, you go, well, you know, what has she got to say? She's a surgeon and stuff. But I joke about it. Imagine she's every day dealing with genitalia. Every day it's got something that she's doing. She now does surgeries for F to M, as well as M to F, and that is to male, as well as male to female. And just... the staff there is incredible, and she's just really, really cool. So looking forward to have her there. Again, you get a chance to meet her at the reception, at the after party upstairs, and she'll be there and having a good time and stuff. So as Julie said, some information to call in about 8:30, I think. And then Chris is going to call in about 8:40. So we'll kind of go at that point. So, Julie, why don't you tell everybody a little bit, if you don't mind, about Trans Women National, what the actual organization is about.
Initially, to just make it clear, we basically morphed out of a local support group, Sienna, in Louisville, Kentucky. And we decided that we're doing a lot here. We can do a lot more. And trying to capitalize a little bit on the wave of I guess you would call it trans acceptance, maybe just more notoriety, more recognizing the transgender community as a whole. So moving from a local support group, which we actually still do, to more of a national, maybe a one-stop shop, if you will, resource group for anyone and everyone to find out anything from trans-friendly businesses to physician availability, things like that. So, and quite honestly, there have been sites that like that before. They still exist. We're not trying to usurp those sites. They have served a purpose and still serve a very, very, very good purpose. Lord knows the internet has changed everything for us. Mm-hmm. And we just want to take it a step further. We're working on having bloggers, regular bloggers, on the site to where we can get other feedback other than just us being talking heads. There's so much to say and so much to hear and so many different viewpoints. We all know how big the transgender umbrella is. It's giant. And we don't want to hear from just one or two portions of that umbrella. We would like to have insight and input from the entire spectrum of that umbrella. So we really want to provide help, provide info, transgender community, and to allies, give allies a chance to also have input, also help, again, with the part of us recognizing the allies that are with our awards at our banquet. That is super, super, super critical. I honestly think probably more critical than even we want to give it credit for sometimes. It really is important. You can think all you want about, oh, I've got this and I'll do this on my own. And to quote, I believe Hillary Clinton, it takes a village. like that statement or not, it really does. It takes a lot to just every individual. You don't have to be trans. It takes a lot for individuals to make their way in this world, but especially us, and we are very appreciative of all our trans allies.
Well, one of the things, and that's one of the things about Brian Buford, Chris Hartman's coming in, and there were allies before that, but before the two of them existed in this community. But the transgender community, and at least in the Louisville area, but areas all over the country, have the benefit of many, many rights. And a lot of times this was only done with maybe a handful of trans people like Dawn Wilson, but a bunch of allies, a bunch of the L, the G, and the B, probably, and maybe the A, that is the other groups or whatever. But there's been so many people that have helped us that have got to this point. And so we want to recognize those. But I'm going to say something too, is, you know, there's been some conversation about this, but the trans women group, we, at one time we were part of, we were Sienna. Sienna was a transgender group of all aspects of the umbrella. And Julie just kind of mentioned a few things about that. But one of the things that we felt very, very strong about is when we decided to change our name, and that's really what happened. The original idea was just to change the name, not to change direction. In the process of deciding to change our name, we wanted to change it to be more descriptive because Sienna just didn't say anything about who we were. And in that process, too, is that we have continued over the years to have a strong presence on the feminine side and not a really strong presence on a masculine side. And at least in the city of Louisville, there is a Louisville trans man group. And we felt that to spread out all of the resources toward one aspect of this would be a little bit better serving. And but on the same hand is we want a partnership, and we have been partnering with the trans masculine groups and trying to involve ourselves with them. Because we're all in this together, and we don't want it's not a group that feels like we are separate from that group. It's just a group that we're focusing. It's kind of like a women's group in society. There's women's groups that are deal just with the military. There's groups that just deal with people that are Native American, whatever it is. It's specific so they can focus their attention on that group. And but we do welcome all people. It doesn't have to be a transgender person, let alone trans woman. It can be anyone that feels that they want to help be a part of a group that's trying to do as much as we possibly can. So that's a little bit about the group. Again, that's transwomennational.org. We do have a cell phone or a toll-free number if you want to call. At any time, that's 855-56, is that 564? My eyes aren't strong enough.
Yes.
6896. But if you want to call in live for this show, we got Brian Buford's going to be here in a couple minutes. But if you want to 205-5655. And feel free to call in, talk to Brian, say hi, or call. Before Brian gets here, I'm going to do something. Julie and I haven't talked about this. But we had a thing called Early Bird Special. It's $37.50. That's sold out. But we have one ticket that we are going to offer to the second caller that calls in. It can't be any of our guests. It has to be a second caller, non-guest caller that wants to get a ticket at $37.50. And all you got to do is call in and say, hi, Julie, and hi, Holly. That's all you have to do. We would call in and have a question. But you got until 8:29. No, I'm just kidding. But any time before we shut off tonight, you can get the early bird special at $37.50. In fact, if you call in tonight, we're going to go down to $30.50. I'll pay the $7.50 extra personally out of my major bank account. So so call in. Second callers, we're going to be watching. Now, if you call in, we don't answer, hang out because I can see the order of callers. So that's not going to be a problem. It'll be the second caller. It gets in. Now, the first caller, if you call in, we'll appreciate it. We'll let you know right away as soon as you can so that you can hang out and call back. So anyway, again, we're expecting Brian to call in here in a couple minutes, and we'll talk to him in a little bit. I think that we have taken care of a couple of things, but if you're listening to this live, just want to make sure you also know that you can listen to this archived. If you go to the same place that you're listening, you can listen to any of our previous shows. That's any of them. You can listen to them as an archive. Julie starts her shows, what is it, next? It's October, what is it?
First Monday of October.
Yeah. Do you have a guest yet?
No.
You need?
No. I will say that I'm working, while we're waiting, I am working with, I've just been tasked by the, all the officers of TWN, we all have different tracks we work on. And the thing I've been tasked with is combining our TDOR, our Transgender Day of Remembrance ceremonies. There were three last year in the Louisville area, so that's basically what I'm talking about. And we're going to work really hard, and just the initial meetings have been so, so, so encouraging. So I'm really excited that we're not only going to give the proper respect to the individuals that unfortunately passed just for being themselves, but we're working on some things to maybe change our outlook on the whole event a little bit. More to come on that, but I'm honestly thinking that's what I'm going to talk about, and I may have some people that are going to try to make that happen.
Cool.
That'll work with me to bring that event about. But I'm extremely excited. I will say the tentative date for that, 50% tentative, would be the 22nd of November. Mm-hmm. So there's actually going to be a very busy weekend for the LGBT community. You've got the Feast of Equality Friday, that Friday, and then you have our TWN banquet Saturday, and then the TDOR service Sunday evening. So don't make any plans for that. It's all us all the time, and we have some ideas too for our banquet to tie in just slightly with TDOR, but I won't get into that. But nothing huge or anything. But that's just an event we really, really need to work on, and I'll tie back into our trans community participation. People, we need to do better. And we've listened and know that we've taken suggestions from the community of what that event could be. All very good suggestions. So we're trying to take some of those into account and make it something that we can attract more people. And also tie back into the allies. It is super, super critical. If you want to go back to what Holly was saying and Dawn Wilson and doing her work, but you could, does Dawn Wilson do that without a lot of help from allies in our community? I won't say probably not, but it would have been a lot harder. So it's the same thing. If we want to affect change, I'll just be blunt. I mean, us being trans women being treated as trans individuals, period, being treated as a human first and foremost, and our lives valued just as much as any other person on this planet, as they should be, then it's going to take, again, I'll go back to the, it takes a village. It's going to take a lot of help from allies working with it. I won't say outside our community, but non-transgender allies that know the right people to see, know the right thing to say, know when to be where at what time. And it's very important to get those individuals involved and make them aware, because I would venture, I guess, somebody like a Chris Hartman or Brian Buford, know full well what I'm talking about, but there are people that could be of much assistance to us. People that are just out there that we haven't even met yet, and they need to be in on what a tragedy is going on, so they can help us make a difference.
Exactly. And it is. I think that it takes a village. My great great grandmother was Native American. I think she said that first, but anyway. But I think Brian Buford, he just texted me. He's going to be calling hopefully in here in a couple minutes. I think there was a couple of glitches here, of course, that we've been dealing with. Again, if you've got any questions or concerns or thoughts or comments, you can comment on the website later after. If you listen to this, you want to send us some information, there's an email, phone number, and that sort of thing. So we're just happy to be here. If you got any thoughts or any suggestions what we can do to help the transgender community, trans women community, overall, just let us know. I think Julie made a comment also. Excuse me. Donations, we do take donations of any amount, and you can do that on the Trans Women National site, or you can do it on the website. We do have a Facebook page. It's Trans Women National on Facebook. You can find us there. And it's a pretty active site. There's a lot of comments, a lot of links. It's pretty pretty effective. It's a pretty effective site. And we do have a Twitter link. That's, what is that?
It should be Trans Women Nat, N-A-T.
Yeah. So you can kind of follow along there with what's going on with all kinds of things. So,
and speaking of the Twitter, just because that's so in the moment usually. Mm-hmm. Last night with the Emmys, Transparent bringing in some major awards. Jeffrey Tambor and is it Jill Soloway?
I'm not sure.
I hope I had that right. Miss Soloway or Mrs. Soloway. The producer, I'm thinking, the main person of that show that puts it on. And I believe there was a third one that it's escaping me. But they both, Ms. Soloway and Mr. Tambor, just very eloquently spoke and couldn't have said better things for the trans community. And I we expressed it via Twitter, but I'll say it on the 1/1,000,000th of a chance that they're listening or ever hear this. Very, very, very huge thank yous, and wishing nothing but continued success for that. It's a really good show. It doesn't gloss over a lot of things, so I would say take a watch it and give it a chance.
All right, cool. I think we have Brian here. Let's see if this is Brian. Brian, is that you?
Oh, no, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, you jumped ahead. Brian is going to call later, so you might be on here. I may have to jump in and put Brian behind you since you beat him there. So, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Good. I'm here with Julie Millwood.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Julie.
So, Chris, one of the things we wanted to do for the show, of course, promote the banquet a little bit, and in doing so, promoting a little bit of course, the award recipients, and congratulations on being you and Brian being the first Ally Award recipients. So, I get a kick out of this. Is that in sports, you know, they go and they interview somebody who just won like a big event, and they're saying, "So, how do you feel?" Yeah. So, Chris, how do you feel?
It feels marvelous. I'm waiting for someone to dump the Gatorade on me.
yeah.
No, truly, it's very humbling, and I'm deeply honored. You know, we don't do the work to be honored. We do the work because it's important. And as cisgender allies in this movement, you know, I feel that it's imperative that we are out there every day speaking up on trans rights and speaking out on trans rights and making certain that the message is getting to all of the folks with whom we interact that, you know, that as allies, we've really got to be the ones helping lead the charge in the same way that straight allies have helped lead the LGBT movement and that white anti-racists have helped lead the Black civil rights movement, that peace right. allies have an integral role to play.
Hmm. I agree. So one of the things, and that's what we were talking about before, and we say often, is how important it has been for the allies, for our community, because quite honestly, as you know this well, I know we've had a lot of strong trans advocates on the political side, but
mm-hmm.
It's probably at least 4, 5, 6 or more to one for ally to cisgender to transgender that's fighting for our rights and
sure.
to be and it's partly because it just there are more cisgender people than there are transgender people.
Just a few.
Right.
Just a few. Yeah. But it's just
well,
think that
of course, because it's also it's sometimes easier. You know, it can be a very vulnerable thing to come out for the same way that in a lot of the states across Kentucky where we work, a lot of the local fairness movements there are being led by straight allies. You know, they're not actually being led by lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender folks. So we see that happening a lot because in a lot of places, you know, it's still very terrifying to come out in a public way. Louisville is, you know, a wonderful and accepting place in many respects. In many respects, it's still, you know, it's still very cutting edge to be an outspoken advocate, even in a city the size of Louisville with as large of an LGBT population as we have.
Exactly. Now, to jump in there, what's your next town that you're hoping to announce? Anything going on there?
Well, I tell you, I'm driving back from Frankfurt right now, where we continue to organize, and we've started a peace-like chapter in Frankfurt now that we have an anti-discrimination fairness law there. But I did drive past Woodford County, where we are now working on a Versailles fairness ordinance. Folks who have been following our movement know that Midway, which is in Woodford County, became the most recent city, the 8th city in Kentucky, to pass an anti-discrimination law that includes sexual orientation and gender identity. And I believe Versailles is probably next on the list. That's
cool.
Where local folks
yeah.
are mobilizing. And maybe by the end of the year, we'll have city number 9 with a fairness law.
Wow.
And then if both of those cities pass, then maybe Woodford County will pass a countywide fairness ordinance.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So if we get every single city in the state of Kentucky, does that officially become a statewide?
Oh, gosh. My heavens, we'd be working until, 2100. That's the problem that we say. We can't pass a fairness law in every county across the state. If we were just to hit the counties, we'd have to pass 120 fairness ordinances.
Wow.
It's just unreasonable.
Yeah.
You know, we're going city by city right now because we can't convince the state legislature to pass a statewide law yet. However, you know, we've taken the city by city strategy because we need folks to be having the conversations about LGBT fairness where they live and where their state elected officials live. So
right.
If we bring the conversation to their community, they can't ignore the conversation any longer. You know, it used to be that state legislators could say, oh, that's a Louisville thing or that's a Lexington thing. But now that, you know, tiny towns like Pico and Midway and Versailles all across the state are having this conversation, it's undeniable now. You can't ignore it any longer. And state legislators, senators, and representatives are having to confront the issue of LGBT rights and actually express an opinion or a view on it, which they've never really been forced to do before. And that's certainly helping us make advancements in the state general assembly. But we still got a long way to go. Less than 20% of our state's legislators are signed on to LGBT fairness statewide.
Wow.
And 20% does not a majority make.
No, that is for sure. So, Chris, one of the things, and I've said this for a while, and I think, and I don't want to put definitely words in your mouth, because I think a couple years ago we were talking about this, you and I, but I think one of the things it concerns me just strategically more than anything is I'm extremely happy that we have the marriage laws passed and things, but do you feel that has helped, or will that harm the end of type of legislation?
Right. Well, we saw the writing on the wall. As it looked more and more like marriage was advancing, we started bracing ourselves for the backlash, and it has been bold, and it has been called hashtag Kim Davis. I jest a bit, but it's the truth that we knew that there was going to be vocal opposition and resistance. And whenever the opposition feels like they have lost ground, they get a lot more aggressive.
Right.
You know, I keep on likening it to Wile E. Coyote sort of continuing to run in the air and grasping for the ledge that isn't there anymore. You know, they're getting frenzied. And that's what we've seen with the Kemp Davis support rallies, is that, you know, folks are really showing up and being really noisy because they feel like they don't have anything else left to lose. They feel like they've lost it all now. And for, you know, trans folks, for LGBT people of color, for LGBT immigrants, you know, for all of these groups of folks, marriage hasn't solved the basic problem of discrimination and prejudice against, you know, our population. Marriage has solved, you know, a couple of tax problems that couples were having and has strengthened families. But at the end of the day, those who are, you know, the most marginalized within the LGBTQ community are still very vulnerable, and if not more so now that there is a very public vocal backlash against the LGBT rights movement. So we've got so much more work to do, and we've really got to be good support systems for those in our community, you know, who may very well, their struggle may be deepening.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Brian is actually, he's been texting me, I think, again, I think I must have sent him maybe the wrong phone number or something. I know it's probably something I did. But hopefully we'll get him on here. In the meantime, I know that this is not in your direct area, I don't think so, but it was my understanding that, because I think talking to Michael with ACLU, there was some conversation about trying to change the state law as far as changing gender markers. Do you know anything about that? Or
absolutely. And that's, you know, that's really something that we're probably going to look to address right after the election, the general election this year in 2015, for a lot of different reasons, but not the least of which being that very little happens when folks are very politically charged. And, of course, we've got a contentious gubernatorial race right now between Republican Matt Bevin and our Democratic Attorney General Jack Conway. After that election is over, whoever wins, Governor Steve Beshear's administration will be a lame duck administration. And it's probably the right time to start talking to them about whether or not before the next administration comes in, we can work with them to make some administrative advancements for LGBT rights, chiefly among them making it far easier for trans folks to change the gender marker on their driver's license and or their birth certificate. Because, I don't have to tell you all, we're one of the most restrictive states in the nation requiring full gender reassignment surgery to change that marker. So we're going to be working there. Hopefully, from the fairness perspective, Attorney General Jack Conway wins the gubernatorial race. And then I think that folks are going to feel a lot more secure to start making some of the substantive advances that we need. But in the meantime, we're probably in a holding pattern until November of when folks will calm down one way or the other.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah, because during a campaign, you'll never hear as much said about nothing. It's nobody wants to commit to anything. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Well, the problem, too, is that when is it not a campaign?
We've got
a gubernatorial election this year. Next year, it's the presidential election. Every member of the state house and, of course, the federal House of Representatives are up for reelection. And, many senators, Senator Rand Paul federally here, but also a third of the state senators here in Kentucky will all be up for reelection next year. It's pretty frustrating when politics is the hindrance because politics never sleeps.
And as much as we want politics to sleep, but
I wish we could slip in a Dramamine or something. Put it out for a while.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I know you're super busy. I appreciate you calling in. And, I talk, and I know Brian, I was kind of hoping that we could get you both on here at least at some point together. One of the things that I know that you and Brian and I, we talk and stuff back when we all three were kind of young at this whole thing, we would get together at a coffee shop somewhere and sit and talk about stuff. Uh-huh. And how far we've gone since then, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, my heavens. Well, and now we're all so busy we can't see straight, but that's the beauty of the work is that, we've got so much more to do and everybody's stepping up to do it, but we're all chasing our tails right now.
That is for sure. That's a good thing.
Well,
wait a minute.
It was great to join you all.
Hold on. I think we have, maybe Brian might be here. Let's see.
Okay.
I'm here. Oh, yay, we're on the air together.
Yay.
I'm on here with Chris Hartman?
Yeah.
You are.
Oh, my goodness. That is exciting. I'm so sorry I was calling the wrong phone number.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, the question is, did you get a date or anything? Is that...
I think it was your phone number, Holly.
Oh,
that's not the right one.
Yeah. Okay.
This is
all
a special treat for me. This is the second time I've gotten to be on the phone with Brian today. So
it is. I know.
That's a rare occurrence. I never get to talk to Brian twice in a day. So.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm glad that we overlapped, and I won't cut into your time, Mr. Buford.
Well, I'll have to play back later and listen to what Chris had to say.
Yes, yeah, definitely. We talked. All we did is talk about you, Brian.
Oh, definitely.
No, it's not true, but I will say glowing things about Brian Buford right now. There were few folks who welcomed me with more open arms and with more support when I was hired 6.5 years ago than Brian Buford and Dr. Mordine Taylor Archer and the entire University of Louisville family. Really made me feel right at home, and I really could not have gotten through those first couple of years without Brian and the LGBT Center. So I'm deeply grateful and appreciative for all the work that he has done.
Amazing. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You know,
I feel the same, Chris.
Yeah, I'd say I was there when that event on University of Louisville campus, what, 6.5 years ago. And
right.
Not only that, it was, I mean, there was, because I think, Chris, you were the first full-time director, correct? Of
right.
Airfare? Yeah, and it was like,
right.
Turnout was incredible. It was a whole bunch of people. And
yeah.
It was, and I think, wasn't it your mom there, I think, Chris? And
oh,
she spoke
sure,
or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
lots of folks were there, and that was U of L was the first group to throw me a welcoming party, and I still have my statue of the thinker on my desk in the Fairness office, which was gifted to me. So I cherish it, and I cherish all of the times that we've had.
Yeah,
I
amazing.
Do too. That was a wonderful event. It was our first event to welcome the community onto campus. That was really early on, and so we were so excited. And the partnership has definitely, well, you know, Holly, the three of us have worked together many, many times, so the partnership has been a really important one.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been amazing over the years. Yeah. Well, I guess we still got more work to do, don't we?
Yeah. We sure do.
Yeah.
I'll
let you all get to it. Brian, Holly, Julie, love you all.
Love you
Love
too,
you.
Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Introduce Brian. Yeah. Okay, so we have Brian Buford here, and I think your title is different. I keep saying the Director of LGBT Services. I think you're now like the czar of the planet.
Something like that. No. It's just longer. My work hasn't changed so much, but I'm the Assistant Provost for Diversity. And LGBT Center Director.
Okay, yeah. So, Brian, thank you so much for being here. And I know that everybody is busy and stuff. We're going to try to get through this a little bit, but I do appreciate you taking your time. I remember one of the first shows I ever did. You were, I think, were my very second radio guest. And it was back when I didn't have prime time available, and it was like at 9 o'clock at night, and you were complaining about calling in so late. I'm just kidding, but.
right. It was my heading into my bedtime, as I recall.
Yeah, I know. So, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about, I mean, there's no little bit about what's going on with your LGBT students and your facilities and your. Center going on there, but give us a little bit of overview of what's going on the University of Louisville campus.
Well, we're just, you know, it's wonderful. We're continuing to grow as a center, and back when you and I had that first call, I was probably still the only staff member in the LGBT center, but we're growing. We have an office on both our main campus and also on our health sciences campus. And staff doing incredible work across a number of areas. You know, really just celebrated what for us was a big success, which was being named one of the top 25 LGBT-friendly campuses in the country by Campus Pride. Mm. And the only public institution in the South to make that list. So that was... Mm-hmm. You know, very, very exciting for us. And it just
amazing.
Tells how far we've come and, you know, how much great work has happened. Of course, we still have a long way to go. But and sort of more recently, some of our just what's happening these days, we're getting ready for Pride Week next week on campus with Patrice Cullors as our keynote. She's one of the queer identified women who started the Black Lives Matter movement.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're really excited about that. We've just come through a long project of giving students the option of choosing a preferred name in our system.
Mm.
So this is really helpful to trans students who, you know, want to use the name that they go by rather than their legal name or the name that appears on a birth certificate. So they now have that option. They can go into the system and choose their preferred name, and it shows up on class rosters, on their ID card. They can change their email address and their name in the directory. And so really just giving them a sense that they're not accidentally outed in class or
That's amazing. That's really good. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, is good. Let me ask you a question on that. It, now you say change, like if they come in as John Doe and their junior year they decide to transition, they can do all of it after the fact, or do they have to do it when they first come in?
They can do it at any point. They can they can at any point in time, they can go in and change their name. And we just today, in fact, this was really exciting. Today was the first day that students were able to get a new ID card with their preferred name. And our ID card office normally charges, I think, $20, but they to celebrate this enhancement, they let students get a new ID card for free. And I heard from my staff that there were students waiting at the office when it opened this morning, that they were so excited to make that change. And it's so important. They're just so important to them that they were there. Yeah. You know, and it's hard to get students up at 8:30 on a Monday morning, but they were there, right?
Yeah.
So, so exciting.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Well, you guys have done at University of Louisville done so much work. You've got some pretty special people working with you. If you don't mind, tell our listeners who they are.
Folks on my team?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So we really do. Lisa Gunterman is the assistant director of the center. And here in Louisville, she's a well-known, longtime activist who helped found the Fairness Campaign that Chris probably spoke of just a little bit earlier. And she does, she helps plan all of our big events and leads an ambassador training program for LGBT students, does great work. Stacey Steinbach is the director of the Health Sciences Center satellite office, and Stacey is a longtime sexual health educator. And she is doing, I will say, just she's doing work on the Health Sciences Center that is groundbreaking. She is leading us in being the first school in the country to infuse LGBT content into the medical school curriculum, and particularly trans-specific content, because we know that LGBT people in general have negative experiences with doctors. But trans patients specifically have often really difficult experiences trying to work with doctors and health providers. And so U of L will be the first school in the country to graduate medical students who have these competencies built right into their program.
That's amazing.
And it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
She convened one of the best things I think we've ever done was this summer, Stacey convened a community forum and invited trans folks from the community here, doctors, nurses, therapists, you know, health providers, and brought them together at round tables where they talked to each other about the challenges around trans health delivery. Trans folks were able to say what they wanted to see the system look like, and doctors were able to say what they wanted to see. And, you know, I just don't know. In my experience, I've never known of a time where people actually sat down around the table and said, let's talk about this with each other.
Right.
Doctor to community member. So it's incredibly exciting, and that work is going to continue to go on as well.
Well, good, good. You're getting ready to get your pride. Is that that's open to the public, isn't it?
It is, especially the keynote. The keynote address, which is Thursday night, October 1st at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. There is, if you go to our website, louisville.edu/LGBT, you can find a link to ticketing. The tickets are free, but we're asking community folks to get tickets just so we can make sure we can accommodate it. And we think there's a lot of interest, and think a lot of people will want to be at this event. So for community folks, there's just the extra step of getting a free ticket.
Right, right. Well, fantastic. Sounds good. Anything else going on with you? You're getting ready. Are you going to go to the Appalachian Trail again anytime soon?
You know, I think about it. Actually, I'm coming upon October 10th is my the anniversary date of when I finished. And so I always get kind of nostalgic around this time of year for the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
We do. So to get a little exercise in, though, on October 10th, I think it is. Yeah, on Saturday, October 10th is our Peace on Equality 5K run.
Peace
on Equality folks are doing. Yeah, it's a Halloween theme this year, so people are encouraging people to come run in their costume.
Funny.
Holly, you can be thinking about that.
Yeah.
Huh. And then of course the Feast on Equality is November 20th, the same day as Trans Day of Remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
And
fantastic.
That's our big, big celebration with the community.
Right. Well, it's going to be a big weekend. It's going to be a big, lot of stuff is going on, that's for sure. We just keep adding to our workload, don't we?
We do. Yeah. We do. I don't think you, either one of us, are going to get any rest that weekend. So.
That's for sure. But it'll be good. It'll be good stuff.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I don't think we congratulate you. You're you're the two first Ally Award recipients. And I know you sent me the email the other day. We were talking about, I don't know when it was. Gosh, it's been a long time ago that I had an idea of a banquet and that I would like to do something. And it's pretty, because I think we were going to try to do it at the university club there at one time. And
we were.
Yeah. But so it's kind of a really, really cool thing. So just super excited
cool.
that you can be part of it. Yeah.
I'm so honored. I'm so honored to be to be there. And a little, it's a little overwhelming to be recognized as an ally. It always makes you think of, wow, I hope I've done enough I hope I continue to do enough to earn this kind of recognition. But and certainly to be recognized with Chris and Don Wilson and just to be a part of that first event is really exciting.
Yeah.
It means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, I'll be vague, and we might not know what I'm talking about, but I will speak firsthand knowledge that the programs you've developed there at U of L, and I've seen some in action and attended some, and life-saving, I could say, just so amazing, and I thank you, long time to say this, actually, I thank you very much for doing what you do there and growing it to leaps and bounds, and thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. It means the world to me. It's definitely, I think of it as a calling, and I feel honored. I really feel honored every day that I get to be a part of something like this. It's a lot of people and many years of laying the groundwork for all this good stuff to happen, and it's just wonderful to be there when you see something, bloom after a lot of hard work. So it's great. We're going to celebrate that evening at the Trans Women National Banquet for sure. That will be a
for
great
sure.
night to celebrate.
Yeah.
And I will say one more thing. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Amazing to see the power of, I'll say young people. They're younger than us, most of them. Young people, the power they have when they're turned loose on a problem. And it's amazing what they accomplish. It really is.
It really is. It really is amazing to see. And just the ways they challenge us to keep expanding our understanding. And one of the things I've loved is just the ways that working with young students, makes me continue to ask good questions and think critically and challenge my own sense of who I am. So it's powerful. It's, I have to stay on my toes all the time. It can be, sometimes I just want to rest a little bit, but students keep you hopping. So.
So we momentarily lost Brian Buford. We will reconnect to him as he calls back.
Goodbye, and thank you for having me. I always enjoy it, and really welcome people to contact us at U of L and learn more about the center and ways that they can be supportive. Our email address is lgbt@louisville.edu, and be happy for folks to get in touch and find out some of the ways they can be involved.
Exactly. We need to get more. We get just all kinds of students. We get to get more trans students there, that's for sure, too. Well, great. Well, it's good talking to you as always. And we'll let you go. And appreciate you calling in. And we'll see you soon.
Bye bye, bro.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you. All right. That was Brian Buford. His official title is the Assistant Provost for Diversity. And he's the director of the LGBT Center at the University of Louisville. And a good friend, good ally. And the cool thing about University of Louisville is they don't just deal with on campus. They get out and they do things all over the community and all over the state and all over the region and do a whole lot of stuff going on and everything. So
we move forward a few more minutes.
Get our two callers, Julie.
Nobody no, called. Not yet.
No, not yet. We'll just kind of wait for the second caller to get the great discount at now it's $64.98. But anyway, one of the things, Julie, tell the listeners about our monthly meeting. The next one is October something.
Third Saturday of the month. So that'd be October 17th coming up. We just had one this past Saturday. It was the last one, just if you're listening and missed one or two and not aware, it was the last one at the location that we hold it. We keep that private for obvious reasons, I think. And we will be having it at a different location. And if you can contact us through the various TWN page, Facebook page, we can get you that info. But it went on during Pride, so I think it was a little challenging for some people, Louisville Pride, for some people to get there. But, maybe not well attended this time, but I do know we are working to have some new leadership with the local aspect. And I think that's going well. Some people kind of feeling their way. They're very capable, or else they wouldn't be there. But feeling their way and learning the ins and outs of despite whatever plans you make, conversations go long. people don't show up, or people do show up you weren't planning on. And so it's very much... there's a saying about making plans. I forget what it is. I shouldn't have brought it up. But you make plans and it doesn't go off like it's supposed to. But very good conversations. We talked about at length about Caitlyn Jenner, and we can spend some time on that if we like. Just movements in the trans community in mainstream and still. Basically, the talk was, we've made strides, but we're not home yet by any means. You could almost say that journey has just started, honestly. And some very good, spirited by myself, which is no surprise to anybody who's been there before. And I'm quiet most of the time, then I start talking and I get... spirited, I'll just say. But it's something I believe in. The Caitlyn Jenner thing, I think, we'll talk about being misunderstood a little bit, I think. And she's feeling her way just like we are.
good for her. She's making money at it. I think we would all jump at that chance if we could make a buck off of our struggles. I would think we would. Some faux pas and goofs along the way. And, you know, we just discussed the pros and cons of all those. So it was very interesting. I do know, to jump off that topic, we do have some upcoming events in the LGBT community. Glitter Gala is upon us. Honestly, it is this Saturday. Glitter Gala is the main fundraiser of the Louisville Youth Group. And it is this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Art Sanctuary, and that's at 1433 South Shelby Street. Tickets are available. You can, I believe, they do have a Facebook page, and you should just be able to type in Glitter Gala and be able to find it. You can type in Louisville Youth Group. They have links to where you can get tickets. I do know there's several things going on there, some like bourbon or wine tasting and some other events too. So it's not just the show up and mill around thing. A lot of planning has went into this, and it's a very, very, very important event for that group's well-being. And if you're unaware of what LYG is, they are just a really, really critical lifeline for Louisville Metro, really. It's not just the Louisville proper, Southern Indiana. There's plenty of people from not just Louisville. But youth 13 to 20, 14 to 20, and it's a safe place. They offer mentorship. I serve as a mentor there. I don't want to toot any of my own horn, because I could do a lot more there and plan to do a lot more there. But there are amazing mentors there that help these youth out. And I'll say what I've said many times. I think I said it on our show last time. I learn more from them, and they're more an inspiration to me than I think I'll ever be to them. Just the courage I see when we get together. The trans nights are every other Wednesday. I believe there is one this Wednesday. So I'm 100% sure of that. So if you want to go every other Wednesday from that, get in touch with them on their website, and they can pass along info on how to be a part of that.
Yes, that's, again, as Julie said, an extremely important group. And there's people talk about what she said with Brian, because that's a youth group at University of Louisville. I mean, some of them are adults. They're over 21. But it's college kids, for the most part, that save lives. And the Louisville Youth Group also does that they do save lives. So go to the website. If you need any information, just let us know, and we can get you information on that. So we have, I think that's pretty much it at this point as far as events. I think we're done with the people calling in, and don't think there's anything else going on. We've got our meeting coming up. One other thing, it's not like these other things, but every Wednesday night we have a ladies' night out at Chill Bar on Bardstown Road. Information is on our Facebook page, and there's some information on the website. And that's available. I mean, pretty much anybody can show up, or anybody's got to be 21 or over. They got to be able to go to a bar. And it is 6 o'clock, starts at 6, and it goes till 10-ish whenever you're ready to show up or just leave. It's up to you. Just a very social event going on. So.
And Chill Bar is a quick pseudo plug, but Chill Bar has been very good to us. I will just say, not just for us, but very good drink prices, and to just be blunt, a strong drink. Cheap, strong drinks. Yeah. If you can turn that down, you have more willpower than I do.
Yeah, just a very, very friendly place.
Yes.
for those that are just not that don't get out a lot, there's parking in the back, so you can be somewhat semi-private if you feel very self-conscious. So it's a nice event, especially this time of year. They've got a patio outside, and you can sit outside and just talk to people and get to know people. So it's pretty cool. Excuse me. So I think we're going to close for the evening. Julie, got any last minute type of things going on, or you want to announce?
No, we'll just I'll keep everyone informed on the topic of my first show, again, the first Monday of October. And I would, again, say, I'd say now I've upped it to 75% from 50% that it will be on T-Door related. I think I can round up some guests to talk about what our plans are.
Good, good. And probably it's a good chance that maybe we may do another co-host show on the T-Door and stuff. For those that do not know what T-Door is, it's Transgender Day of Remembrance, International Day, every year, November 20th, to memorialize, to recognize, to for the transgender people that have been murdered in the previous year. So anyway, transwomennational.org is our website. You can follow that. We're on the website and on Facebook and on Twitter. So all that information is available. So hope to hear from you. Send us some information if you want, or send us contact us if you need any information or you got any questions. So with that, this is Holly Knight.
It's Julie Millwood.
And we will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
Hello, this is Holly, and I'm reminding you about this year's Trans Women National Banquet. Wait, you didn't know about it? Well, it is our first annual awards banquet during the Louisville Transgender Week of Awareness in November. It will be held at the Hyatt Regency in Louisville with none other than the internationally famous Dr. Marcy Bowers as our keynote speaker on November 21st at 6:30 p.m. We are pleased to announce that Brian Buford and Chris Hartman will receive our very first Ally Award, and Dawn Wilson will receive our very first TWN Purple Butterfly Award. Jason Gardner and Simone Taylor will be our MCs for the evening, of which will be worth the ticket price alone. The banquet will be held at the gorgeous Banquet Hall at the Hyatt Regency in Louisville, and our reception will be at the top of the Hyatt in a breathtaking revolving restaurant called The Spire. Tickets are on sale now. Please go to our website at transwomennational.org for more information. Thank you and hope to see you there.